Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
Hi, this is Stephanie Megan. You're listening to Broke Girl Therapy. Because therapy is too expensive. You're listening to Broke Girl Therapy. Broke Girl Therapy.
Testing.
Ah, okay, got it. Okay, all right.
I don't know. It was that one TikTok
where you would take your cat and go dun 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 dun, yeah. Dun, and then it would.
I don't think I've seen that, but oh I'm God, on wait. Cat TikTok.
How's Junie?
She's so good.
Oh my God, I miss her. Usually like up and about.
I know. I always like think, I'm like, should I bring her? But it's just like, it's, you know, it's a whole
no,
lot.
No, it's a lot of travel for her. Yeah.
It's too much.
It's a little traumatic.
But she's good. She's like, she's living her life. She has her little routine. She like slaps the fuck out of Rocky all the time. Poor guy, he's old as hell. She just like, like you know how cats are, where they like hunt you down.
Oh yeah.
She does that to him and like tries to play and like come out of nowhere and just like slap him. You know, cat things.
Yeah.
How are you feeling since your edibles? Like, how do you feel right now? Like, you have some balls, first off, to like.
Yeah, I thought so too.
To take edibles, especially like when we're recording.
Oh, I know. But did I contribute well to the last one, do you think?
I think so.
Were the vibes checked?
The vibes were checked.
Okay, all right. I just want to make sure. What?
Nothing. You're fine. Yeah.
I just want to make sure I'm good.
I do love like, I don't really like smoke weed, but
I don't either.
I'll do like edibles right before bed because it really does like help me sleep and like, you know, relax.
I like edibles. I like to take them usually in the evening if I'm trying to wind down. Now, I don't like to do it too often because if I take too much, I'll go mute. And then if I it'll make me like have anxiety the next day. And I've been having anxiety for like the past 4 days. And then I've had, you know, the sads today. So then I took the edible and I was like, maybe that'll fix that. And then now I'm just
wait, what kind of anxiety?
Well, I don't know about y'all, but like I get anxiety when traveling in an airplane, especially for a really long time. Like, okay. I get claustrophobic.
Okay, so it wasn't like general anxiety.
Doomsday. General anxiety a little bit, you know, it's like you know, I've having boy problems, but just in the sense of like, you know, like I was really like, I really wanted to come home to someone like really like looking forward to seeing me again.
Aww,
and when I didn't get, it's okay. When I didn't get that energy, it just made me really sad and anxious. I don't know. It had me, and this is what I hope to like talk to my therapist about, but it had me thinking about like, you know, with my ex-fiance, like when I used to, when I used to come home from a trip, or he and I would always greet each other with like these big hugs and excitement. And it was like a really cute thing. And like, for some reason, like, and I was telling my therapist this, our last session, I was like, I can't remember like the love that we had. But then all of a sudden, like the past few days when I was thinking about like coming home to someone, I thought about that and it just made me.
It reminded you.
Reminded you of something.
Anxious.
Right. Yeah.
And then it felt like emotions that I had to process. And so, you know, because everybody, and a lot of the times, you know, I've talked to my therapist before, like I, you know, hashtag daddy issues, didn't always have a dad that would, you know, if I would come home and like give me a big hug. So like sometimes like that's the thing that I crave the most is someone like getting really excited to see me, you know, kind of like when you see, you know, in the TV sitcoms, like the dad coming home and the little kids are like, daddy, and they give him hugs, right? Yeah, like, yeah. I, you know, that's something that I always wanted. So
wait, I would cry like
that. Yeah, way, like, yeah, sorry. The way that's like manifested.
I'm actually like tearing up.
Oh.
It's okay. I'm just feeling your emotions.
So that's just why I've been sad, because I just wanted someone to look forward to seeing me. Yeah. So.
Well, I look forward to seeing you, even though yeah, I see you every day.
So yeah.
Well, I was so happy to see you. I know that, like,
thank it's you. I was very happy
not quite
to see you.
What you wanted, but like, but I'm thrilled that
was,
you're here.
I was thrilled that I was going to get to see you.
Yeah, I was so excited to hang out with the both of you.
I
and
was
like,
very excited. Yeah. So yeah.
Oh my god.
I'm so sorry, guys.
No, don't apologize. This is what we do.
You know what this does remind me of? Earlier I was texting I don't want to say his name anyways. I was texting my main man. Anyways, he was like, oh man, anxiety's really got me today. And I was like, what kind of anxiety? Wait, let me read the message, because it was just so funny to me.
Where'd it go? That's right. I need to text Danny. I'm like, what planets or what transitions?
Oh, well,
making?
Today there's a T-square going on with the moon, Pluto,
what's
and
a T-square?
Like a lot of it, like, what's the word I'm looking for? It creates a lot of tension.
Tension.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, he goes, my anxiety is really going after me today. And I said, what kind of anxiety? He goes, is there a difference? And I said, oh, yeah, LOL. For me, there's general anxiety. Then there's work anxiety. Then there's existential crisis anxiety. Then there's anxiety fueled by my intrusive thoughts of worst-case scenarios.
Yes.
Honorable mention to imposter syndrome anxiety.
Yes.
But that's just me. And he goes, looking at all that is anxiety-inducing.
So true. Like, oh, my heart started
wait, let
beating
me look,
really fast.
What was the one that was my favorite?
What?
Anxiety fueled by my intrusive thoughts of worst case scenarios. That's the type of anxiety I get on airplanes.
Oh no,
all of a
yeah,
sudden,
for sure.
I wake up and I'm like, what if all of a sudden this plane just goes and like just drops?
I've been feeling that anxiety going into large crowds.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes.
Large
yes,
crowd
yes,
anxiety. I don't want to get into the, you know,
the political
the
side
political,
of it,
but yeah.
But, yeah.
But it's because we're in America, this shit happens all the time. Like, mm-hmm. when I went to the Warriors won the NBA, whatever, and we went to the parade, like, I, like, had to, I didn't, like, sometimes I don't really show my emotions, but I, like, definitely deep down was just, like, praying, like, just be like, okay, it'll be fine. Like, you still have to live your life. Like, it's, like, a thing yeah. I have to, like, talk myself through, because it's so scary and you just never know.
So I use affirmations because I get that, too. And, like, same thing happens to me sometimes when I go up on an airplane. Is, you know, all of a sudden, you know, an intrusive thought creeps in that's, like, what if something happens?
Right.
And then I'm, like, fuck. Done. So then all I do is and I'm not kidding when I say in my head, we have a little concert. Everything's gonna be aww. All right. And I sing that over and over and over until those intrusive thoughts shut up.
You know, so. I actually will follow my thoughts until the end.
Oh, really?
Oh, like, no. Are you kidding?
It's really hard to do because it's so...
That can go real dark
yeah,
real quick.
Yeah, new fear unlocked. Like, do you know how bad that would be for me? My brain takes
you're
worst
like, oh,
case
no.
scenario and then like experience.
But I mean, like, I think sometimes you have to do it though. Don't they say that? Like, you
I
can
see that.
You kind
I
of have to just be like, because sometimes it could, you know, it's
cause,
like.
Yeah, instead of censoring yourself and be like, no, we're going to shut
right.
that out. Be like, you know what? What can happen? Let's
right.
figure it out. And so then you're like, oh, are you
then,
kidding
right.
me?
And then you just kind of have to like, it's almost like accepting.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes the worst case scenario, right, is death. You know, we don't like, we're all like, we like don't want that to happen, but it's like you kind of have to
did
accept
that light
like
just go on and off on its own.
When we just did that
was fucking creepy. Oh no, okay.
You're the one on edibles, so I don't did you see anything?
I didn't get that's a protection spell.
Hold on. Do you have Palo Santo? Do you have Palo Santo?
I need a protection.
I do, yeah.
Okay, let's light some Palo Santo.
Okay, yeah, that's Palo, yeah. I don't know. Do you have a lighter? I don't know where my. It should have been. We're really doing some balls.
Can you please? Yeah, do a. Do
your
a.
Anxiety's kicking in.
Do a protection spell. Everyone listening is probably like, what the fuck is going on?
It was all the anxiety at once. Everyone just got real anxious. And now we're like, what is wrong with us? Okay. Mm. Everything will be okay, but, you know. Now we're okay. She's good energy. We'll be okay. We can only control ourselves. We can't control everything else.
Well, you gotta spread the energy out.
Well, hold on. One moment. Okay, I'm the one on edibles. So whatever weird energy can enter can easily enter.
No. Say that you welcome energy that is positive and that is your own.
Yes, exactly. That's what I was saying in my head. I welcome all energy that is positive and that is my own. And reject and...
Take a breath.
Any energy that is not mine or negative.
Okay.
Or that is stagnant and no longer serves me. Okay. All right.
We need more smoke.
Okay. Jeez. We haven't even done introductions yet.
Oh, my God.
I'll just do an introduction right now since we're waiting for Nikki to light the Palo Santo. Hi, guys. It's me, Stephanie Megan, your host of Brocco Therapy, and we have the twins on Clearly. Anxiety. The twins on anxiety. We have three anxious people here today. I don't even know.
Oh God. Okay. Oh wow. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Don't try this at home, kids. All right. We welcome energy that is positive and that is our own. Good yeah. smoke. I'm trying to think what else to say. We live very fruitful lives that allow cheering. Us to fulfill our hopes, our wishes, our manifestations. Thank you, universe, for the abundance and the opportunities that you have granted us with. We are thankful for this life.
Claiming
we
it.
Love this life.
Claim with positive energy.
And we look forward to the rest of this life. Okay.
Thank you. That was good.
Thank you. That right
was
there.
Good.
Anyways, what was I saying? Anxiety. Oh, yeah, yeah. So, so he was like, all of that is anxiety inducing. So I was like, what do you mean you only have one kind of anxiety? I have multiple kinds of anxiety.
Yeah, there's several things that trigger me.
You know what gave me new anxiety?
What?
Remember when all the shootings in the theaters happened?
Oh, yes.
Then I couldn't fucking see a movie for the longest time. Yeah,
I feel like that's why low-key I don't go out as much as I used to.
Yeah. Oh, my God. In Wichita, it was the worst because it was open carry.
Yeah.
One time I was at a club and literally in the patio, someone was shooting up.
I know.
I know.
I don't think anybody. That's why, I don't think anything happened because of it. I just know that.
Whoa, hold on. I don't know why I can't hear you. What just happened? Hello? I can hear me.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
We can't hear you. Oh, there we go.
Oh, no, did you mute me? Are you pressing random buttons?
I keep, why am I?
She was probably like, this story sucks. Oh, what happened? Unsubscribe.
Story. Just you scam me.
Unsubscribe.
Like, all right, we're gonna shoot.
All right,
no, okay.
Anyways,
no, we care. What were you saying?
It's just a lot of different anxieties unlocked. I'm not gonna talk about it anymore. And I mean, affirmations help. Affirmations help. So here's another affirmation for anyone that has a lot of really bad intrusive thoughts, because I struggle with those quite a bit. One that I always say to myself is, "My intrusive thoughts are not reflective of my true desires." Reality or intentions. I banish them so that I may find peace in my mind. I say that.
Can you say that one more time?
My intrusive.
My intrusive thoughts.
Are not reflective of my true desires.
Of my true desires.
Intentions.
Or realities.
I banish them so that I may find peace.
In my mind.
That's what I say.
I really like that.
I love that.
Yeah.
I need to practice that more.
Okay, so let me share a tale as old as time. And I'm sure you guys would relate. I'm pretty sure. So I had a friend who recently ended up on a date with a guy who showed her pictures of his ex during dinner. Yeah, you heard it right. Pictures of him and his ex. And then I had another friend who matched with a guy and spent an evening chatting about dogs and travels, only to get his dick pic out of the blue. We've all been there, right? Swiping through a sea of potential matches, only to find ourselves in a shipwreck of weirdos and dating disasters. It may sound funny, but let's talk real talk. The constant letdowns, bizarre encounters, and endless ghosting can seriously mess with your head. Mental health is no joke when it comes to dating. And that's where Floor comes to change the narrative. The best thing about the Floor app is it's not just another dating app. It's a sanctuary for sanity in a crazy world of dating. Imagine a place where you can be yourself and connections are made without the drama. You can now say goodbye to the mind games and hello to the meaningful conversations. At Floor, they're all about empowering you to take control. A woman chooses who to talk to and how. There's a safe mode in all chats that doesn't allow dirty talk or explicit pics, and only a woman can turn it off, only when she's ready. The worst part about dating is how redundant conversations could feel, and I feel your pain on that. But what I love about this app is that there's several games in the app to help break the ice. That way it can help you navigate the conversation and it doesn't feel redundant. So if you're tired of the dating app circus affecting your mental health, I strongly advise you to try the Floor app. It's a journey of self-discovery, laughter, and meeting fantastic people who won't make you question your life choices. Download the Floor app right now, F-L-U-R-E, and spend a night chatting. And I hope you have a great time and find your perfect match. Broco Therapy is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what would you do? Would you go for a run, take a nap, read a book, show up for a friend? A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. I mentioned before that I went back to therapy and that was the best decision I've ever made because every time I leave a session, I do feel like I just got so much off my chest. I've been suffering with so much anxiety because I feel like sometimes I don't have time. I don't have time to get all the stuff done, or I feel like I'm not worthy of doing a good job of the things that I have to do. And I know that stems from a lot of ADHD. So talking to my therapist, she really gives me the space to just vent and have those emotions, and she validates that and gives me the tool sets to be able to continue my day and to give me that confidence to remind myself that, like, I got this. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/brokegirl today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/brokegirl.
Affirmations help me a ton. And I'll just say them over and over until I'm like, okay, I'm good. Let's calm on. Let's relax.
Honestly, it does help me to kind of play out certain things in my mind.
I like that. I'm going to try that out next
because
time.
Because it's like really a lot of it is like we don't want to like face the thing. But it's like, okay.
Let's face it.
Yeah, I'll be like, okay, it could happen. It's like one side is like, this could happen. Like, you know, there's nothing you can control. Like, I think it's like letting go of the control.
Yeah.
And just letting life just happen. Because I also don't want to stop myself from living.
Exactly.
You know, because, yeah. I mean, I went and it was fine. We got home safely. Thank God. That was a blessing. But, like, it was just, like, you know, it gets tough. So I think I just have to play it out and just kind of almost, like, I know when I said that word last time, we all got up and got really anxious. But almost accepting death in a way, you know, of just, like, you can only do so much. you could only, you know, like, mm-hmm. when things are, when it's your time, and it's, like, it's so out of your control, you know?
I used to be a lot more afraid of death, but I think I got to a much, like, healthier relationship with it when I was, like, you know, when I became more spiritual, mm-hmm. and, like, mm-hmm. I mean, I believe in reincarnation and, like, your soul's path, but I was, like, you know, my soul came on this earth to, you know, check certain boxes, do certain things, and fulfill certain, you know, paths, whatever. And then, you know, when it's time for me to go, it's time for me to go. And then I'm on to my next
journey.
Right, exactly. Right. And so, like, the best thing that I can do is just, like, love this life, live it to its fullest potential, and be thankful for it every day.
Exactly. And that's what I do. And I think that kind of helps, honestly, my anxiety, because I feel like if I just keep pushing it away, it's like this buildup of things I'm not facing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
like, there's
times and place where it's like, not right now, anxiety. We have to just get through this, whatever, you know. But there are moments where I'm like, it's okay to, like, sit with yourself and really just, like, guide yourself through those paths.
Absolutely.
You know, so.
And I agree that maybe, like, facing, instead of just putting them all aside, facing them, being like, okay, what is the worst case scenario? And you go through that, I think that can help. Someone had mentioned that on one of our episodes about how, like, don't shame yourself when it comes to, like, your sexual fantasies. Instead, be like, okay, let's go through them. And, like, see, and usually by the end of it, you're like, oh, you know.
Nadej said that.
Yeah, so, like, I don't know. Sometimes I think it's good to practice a little bit of both. Affirmations for when you really just are not in a good headspace, mm-hmm. or, like, mm-hmm. it's not the right time to start, you know, exploring these things.
Affirmations are just as great.
Affirmations. Yeah. And then, you know, other times, maybe go ahead and face it. Take some time to dig deep and, you know, explore that. Really kind of understand, like, what, you know, your fears may be, what the root cause mm-hmm. of it may be, like, all those things, so then you can work through it. So, like, I think both are helpful depending on the scenario.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's why I have anxiety right now.
Yeah.
Aww. Well, no, because I just need to process things, but I was just thinking about... You haven't journaled in a while. You probably need to journal.
I know. But I'm thinking, I'm like, I haven't really given myself many affirmations recently. And then, you know, I need to do that.
Have you been taking care of your needs? You know, like, that's another one too. Sometimes, like, when I get really, like, when I get body anxiety, I didn't even add that to my list. You know what I mean? Like, when your body feels anxious,
exactly.
That usually means that, like, I need to go to the gym or go for a walk or masturbate. There are times where, like, my body just starts getting really anxious because we haven't really, like, released any energy.
Yeah.
And so then,
that happens. It just means I need to rest.
Yeah. Or sometimes I just need a nap. Sometimes I, like, you know, a bath will really help. Mm-hmm. So, like, it just depends on, you know, kind of what the scenario is. But
I think I'm going to order a weighted blanket.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That'll help.
Is that on Amazon?
That's for sure on Amazon.
But how many pounds do you think I should get?
Maybe do it later when you have time to, like, you know, check reviews and shit.
Weighted blanket. Yeah, I know. I just wanted to remind myself. So I'm going to put it.
Weighted blanket. I see.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because, like, I remember I was talking about it with my therapist. And a lot of things, for me, like, whenever I get, you know, panic attacks, I need weight. So whenever I get anxious, it's similar. It's definitely not as high level. But I do need weight. I always need weight because that's what, like, helps me. The pressure is what I need. So I think I need to order a blanket.
That's so crazy because I feel like, I mean, anxiety is so different for everyone else. And, like, mm-hmm. I could see how that could, like, definitely help you. But for me, when I, like, for instance, I was so anxious, like, the past couple of days. And I just, like, I didn't need, like, a weight on me. It was more so I just needed to, like, I just needed to stop. I think, mm-hmm. like, sometimes I just need to just, like, just stop what I'm doing and, like, do something really calm, like my makeup.
Mm-hmm. Oh! Yeah,
like,
I see that.
That, like, really helps me. Like, doing my makeup, and I, like, called a friend, and I was just, like, just... And then, like, when I do my makeup, it's, like, very, like, I'm, you know, I'm, like, very paying close attention. It's mm-hmm. really, like, kind of... Something about it is very therapeutic. Yeah. And that really helps me, is... doing makeup or doing my hair, something like kind of where you could, like, focus on without it,
like, being, hands on,
right, without it being too much of a, like, a puzzle, like, too complicated, you know what I mean? Like,
I like that.
Like, I wouldn't go with, like, edit if I'm feeling really anxious, because Adobe Premiere can sometimes, like, have a moment, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, like, gosh.
Then you want to throw your computer.
Another anxiety. Editing podcast.
I'm like, let me stop. Let me do my makeup, because I could, like, control it, you know what I mean? Like, I could, like, it's just I think just the movement of it feels good.
I can
good.
See, like, for some people, like, cooking or, like, gardening.
And I was just thinking, gardening. I'm happy you mentioned that. Maybe that's a sign from the universe, because I was just thinking, like, 2 days ago, I was, like, you know, I was...
in my anxiety, and I was thinking, I was like, you know, I really wish I could, like, paint right now. Do an arts and craft, you know?
I mean, like you said, everyone deals with anxiety differently. It affects people differently. Mm-hmm. So, like, whether it's affirmations or whether it's, like, you know, doing something with your body or your hands. Like
bilateral stimulation.
Find what works for you.
Exactly.
Sometimes I have to do the self-taps.
Oh, really? That helps?
Mm-hmm. I really liked, sometimes when I'm feeling anxious, and it can actually be really hard to find a partner that will let you do this. I love giving people massages. Because
I don't think that's going to be hard.
Because I'm because it's a movement and it's something that I'm doing. But like, it's actually kind of hard to hit up a dude and be like, "Yo, can I come over and just give you a massage?" Like,
you give it to,
because then they're like, "Oh, you know." Well, I don't know how to explain it. It needs to be
a little bit more sexual.
No. Not sexual and not deep. I prefer. I guess, like,
the man's tough, like, kind of,
I don't know. Yeah, because you really have to, like, work through. But, like,
Versus women, it was a little softer.
Well, and I prefer, like, a man's body in the sense that, like, it feels like I'm exploring something I don't know. So, like, because if I was massaging Cammy, it'd be like massaging myself.
Oh, that's true.
You know? So, it's like, I like being able to, like, look at something and, like, kind of, like, study, like, its nooks and crannies and, like, something that, like, I didn't.
Right, right.
You know?
So, maybe a puzzle.
Yeah.
If you can't do a massage.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Or, like. Yeah, no, I know what you mean, because it's like the movement of like touching.
But I also like for me, what I really love is like feeling like the body in a way, because like
skin,
the knots, the muscles, everything, because then you kind of like get to explore. I actually like, I mean, I didn't get super into massage, but like I kind of like exploring that. So yeah, that's one of my things.
I love that.
I like seeing the different ways that we all handle
our anxiety. Like, how do you guys handle your anxiety? Comment below. Let us know.
Comment below.
Yeah.
Tell us.
Do we want to, oh wait, no, not emails yet. I had a story I wanted to tell.
Yes, let's get to the story.
It's a very short story.
We can make it long. We made that one fire. Yeah.
Which one?
We made that one Hawaii story a whole episode.
Yeah, it was a whole last thing.
Like, I remember I went back to.
The way we get sidetracked.
Listen to that episode, and I remember, like, the number of times that we just, like, deed.
Right. There's always, like, side stories to the story. You know what I mean?
And people have questions along the way.
Yeah, there's always much more, like, context we need. Yeah. You know, and our opinions and all that stuff. So. Exactly.
Well, this one's actually very, very short, very simple, straightforward. Anyways, I think it's funny. So, my main man, I was blowing him. And he was, like, about to come, and he farted. It was, like, a short little, like, short little sound one. And he just starts laughing, and he was like, well, that happened. And I did not
hear. Did it smell?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I was so.
Just a little bit of air.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a little bit of relief. I was so into the blowjob that I gave, like, a little chuckle, and then I kept going. I didn't care. He looked so hot in that moment. His abs, his dick, his arms, his hands.
Was the fart loud?
That's what I'm saying. It was just, like, a little sound one.
Okay.
But, like, it was short, and it was very, like. It wasn't anything.
It happens.
It happens, yeah. And, like, I didn't care at all. And granted, this is someone that I've been seeing for, like, 6 months. Right. You know, so, like, we're comfortable with each other. And, anyways, and I just remember, like, it was just a quick laugh, and then we moved on, and then, you know, he came, and, you know, it was all good. Phenomenal. And then we were having sex, like, a week or two later. And then I was coming, and it was a very, like, as I was coming, it was like the teeniest little fart, but it made a noise.
Oh my God.
No smell.
Okay.
It was just like, made a noise. Okay. I think it was just like a release, you know?
Yeah. Air, it happens.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I was just like, he didn't acknowledge it. I don't even know if he knew if it was like a fart or a queef, you know?
Yeah.
But then I was like laughing to myself because I'm like, this literally happened to him. Now it's happening to me.
Did you guys ever talk about it?
No, we didn't. Oh, like I said, I don't know if he
terrible,
like.
It was be like putting shorts on and the queef comes out when I'm like, you know, after sex.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, you think you're done after you like get most of the air out, but then you're like getting dressed and more comes out.
Yeah.
Wait, do you, I only queef like during like when it's like being poked.
You don't queef after?
No, I never queef during. I always queef after.
Same. Yes. I usually queef after.
Yes. So if it's happening like during doggy, like I can always feel the air going in, but like I feel the air going in and like it's fine. No noises, but then afterwards, the like when he pulls.
I was gonna say, especially when they pull out.
Yeah, like, maybe especially that's when they do like happened. The full pull out, and like you know, every in the you know, if he.
I mean, I guess it's been a while since I queefed, so I can't remember.
Yeah, it's been a minute for me. Yeah. I mean, it's not like it happens every time. Just sometimes, you know.
Right.
But I was just like, I remember that moment. I was like laughing a little bit because it had just happened to him. But then I was also like, am I embarrassed? Like it was very. Are you? You know, I don't think I was just because
you
like,
didn't even toot in front of your ex-husband.
It was a relief.
You never?
No,
what?
Never. I don't. I'm not so.
I literally would take a shit in front of my ex-fiance and Nikki never.
Oh my God. I don't. No, I don't. I don't fart in front of my partners ever. Ever.
Wow. I mean, the whole world has heard me fart and burp and like.
So like this is like the one time that it's like or one of the, you know, accidents happen every now and then one will, you know, come out, slip out. But. For the most part, it's just not something I do, especially not intentionally. But this was accidental, and I was like, you know what? It's fine. Like we're not gonna judge ourselves because these things are natural. And I was literally coming really hard, so like my body was like relaxing and releasing, yeah. And like you know what exactly?
It happens. It happens. I can't believe you never farted in front of your, and you were with your ex-husband for like
9 years.
Was that uncomfortable?
No, I would just go to the bathroom if I needed to, you know.
Wait, what if you're really in the car?
I don't know.
So close. Like any road trips, you just like didn't.
I don't know what I did, but anyways, I'm not someone that farts in front of people. I don't like it.
I hate holding in.
Yeah, me too. If I gotta go, I gotta go.
The minute
yeah.
I like, feel it go back up, I'm like, it's mistakes.
I will say I've gotten a lot better at it in the sense that like I don't that is an area where I've been like working with myself like but you know our mom who raised us never heard the woman fart or burp in her life 28 years with a woman and I've never heard a sound come out of her.
Have you ever seen your mom poop?
No.
I like know
my mom is so proper and like beautiful and just like everything is like constantly in like the perfect aesthetic that yeah there's none of that. So I think that's where I get it from.
I remember the scent of my mom's poop. Like
interesting.
Like there was always this like certain scent when I was younger because she would always you know poop with the door open or we'd be in the bathroom.
My mom would never even pee in front of us.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So like I don't. Everything is you know typically
no.
Everyone's different.
I embrace how disgusting I am.
Everyone's different. Yeah, but that's just different. How we were raised. Like everything was always behind, you know, so.
I don't mind pooping in front of Nikki.
Mm. She'll yeah, but sometimes like, I'll be like, seriously.
As soon as she realizes it though, she'll be like, ah, why? Just close the door.
I don't
want
to smell it. Yeah, so I'll walk away. Like,
oh my God, do you ever poop in front of her?
Nah, sometimes, but not really.
I just like
to be a private person when it comes to that. I don't know, it's just me.
Yeah, I get it.
There's nothing wrong with either or.
I feel like I need to do it a little less. Like, I just feel like I'm so, like.
Well, I remember I was reading, it was like a, was it an Instagram post about this or whatever? Or maybe it was a TikTok, I can't remember, where they were talking about how, like, some couples, they want a little bit of, like, mystery and they don't want to hear their partners, like, in those moments. Others are like, I love that I can be totally free around you and, like.
Yeah.
Poop, fart, whatever, like, and they don't care. So, like, I really think it's about preference and what you're comfortable with. And, like, at the end of the day, it should be about what you're comfortable with. Because, like, if you'd rather be open and, like, fully expressive and, like, you're both cool with that and you're both, like, you know, comfortable in that, that's what you should do.
I mean, sometimes my boyfriend's not comfortable with it, but he just takes it. Because he'd be like,
that's okay.
Yeah, or even just when I sneeze really loud and he's like, geez. Like, I just feel like I'm always doing the most with my body. And he's
Nicole,
just like,
it's a release.
Nikki thinks I swallow loudly.
Oh my God.
I'm not kidding.
Sometimes
what?
It'll be like,
I'll be drinking fucking water and she'll give me like the dirtiest look.
Because it'll be like the loudest gulps as she's drinking water and I'm just like, are you serious?
What was that?
That was not loud.
Okay, there's ambient noises. Like,
yeah, that's true. There's a lot of headphones in.
If like, it was dead silent, you'd probably understand
so
what
good,
I was saying.
Right? Oh my God! Okay,
but yeah, it was. I thought it was a really
Sorry,
fun.
I have another sip because that was
cute
really good.
Moment.
I don't know why. A little.
I mean, like for anal, have you ever shit on like a dick before?
No, that's the thing. Luckily, thank God, knock on wood, I've had very positive experiences with anal where like nothing has ever
okay,
like
wait,
come
so
out.
So when you had anal, did you like? There was oh wait, no, shit. You were drunk. You didn't prep.
Yeah, it was just all wow. in the moment.
Yeah. No, I've never, during anal, I've had very positive experiences and wow. nothing's ever come out, thankfully.
Thankfully, yeah. I just feel like knowing my luck, I'm definitely going to shit.
What is this called again?
Vietnamese coffee from coffee. Vietnamese cold brew.
The coffee bean.
I'm yeah,
remember
coffee
that.
Bean.
I really
yeah,
like
it's
that.
So. I know. I'm like.
It's so good.
It's so
it's
good.
It's like a chai latte, but better.
Right. It's mm-hmm. really good. Let's read an email.
Anyways, yes. Let's do some emails.
Let's do some emails. This one is called Kink.
Let's do some emails.
How to continue to express what you want in bed.
Oh, how to continue?
Yes. My husband and I have had a kink combo and how I want him to be more assertive in the bedroom. Now, I know it can't be all the time, but he also has his limits. But I don't know how to express that I'd like that type of interaction and connection more than once a month. Am I being selfish? And how do I say it without coming off rude?
Okay, and then she's a Sagittarius from Canada. Okay, well, Sagittarius
Canada,
from
Canada. What up?
Canada. Okay, here's my thing, especially like when it comes to kink, because, you know, some people are really cool with it, like, you know, maybe just a few times a year, maybe one time a month. You know, everyone's going to be different in their kink journey. Some people need it nearly, you know, with every sexual interaction, like, you know, they don't like vanilla sex, et cetera, et cetera. Now, when it comes to voicing what you want, I just went through a journey of this, you know, recently. And, you know, something that I've come to find out is, you know, you're not being rude by telling your husband, hey, like, I need this
more.
Mm-hmm. Like, and you can always just come from it or, you know, come to it from like a point of like, hey, I really appreciate that you and I are exploring this and I really like it and I'm very grateful. I would, however, like to maybe do it once a week. Something like that. What?
You have a little. Where are you?
Yeah, you probably can't see it. Yeah, black mark. There you go.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Like.
So something like that, you know, come from a place of like, oh, I really appreciate that we started this. Hey, can we discuss maybe upping the frequency? So, and that would just be my two cents. I think it's very important, you know, especially when you are exploring kink, because sometimes like you really do get like a high from it and, you know, you get that itch to explore even more. And you don't bottle it up and don't be afraid to, you know, to say what you want. That's my two cents.
I definitely feel like, I mean, especially the way that she worded it. Am I being selfish?
Yeah, am I being selfish and how do I say without coming off rude?
Yeah, I feel like in a way you're kind of censoring yourself or like shaming yourself maybe mm-hmm. for wanting more of it.
Yep.
Like
yep.
I know gluttony, you know, is one of the, what is it, seven sins? I don't even know. Uh-huh. I'm not religious. Anyways, like it's not a bad thing to want more. Don't shame yourself for it. If anything, he might want it more too, but doesn't know how to ask. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it's selfish. I think you should just be direct about it. I like what Cammy had to say. Maybe just be like, I really like this. I'd like to do it more. What, you know, what frequency would you like to do it at? And then see where that common ground is. Like I said, could, you know, have this conversation and find out you both want to just like dive in way more. So
I think she mentioned something about him being more conservative about it.
Oh, let me see. She wants him to be more assertive in the bedroom. Can't be, because he has. Then also
okay, so he has his limits. Okay, so maybe not, but still, you never know. I say be direct, yeah.
I think, like, maybe he doesn't know when to be assertive, because it's, like, kind of hard to, like, know when to be, like, aggressive in bed, I think, for them. Like,
maybe he's not comfortable in it.
Maybe.
But and so with time?
Yeah, with time. Or, like, just, I think, for me, what I do in bed is, like, you know, off the bat, like, my boyfriend's not going to be, because I love to be degraded, to be treated like shit. I want to be a dirty whore. I want to be a slut. I want to be all those things. But, like, I don't just get like that, like, in a snap. You know, it's always, like, it always kind of is, like, this kind of slow build. And mm-hmm. there's always this point during sex where I'm like, okay, it is time. And I usually, like, will say something like, you know, talk, somebody would be like, talk your shit. Like, I'll even kind of get aggressive, you know what I mean? Like, because I'm kind of, I guess, bratty. But, like, I will, like, kind of give him whatever signal it is in the moment to, like, get him to, or even say, like, squeeze my tits harder. Mm-hmm. Like,
ooh. Like, yeah. Hit, use like, your
I'll,
voice. Yeah,
yeah, I'll just yeah. say, like, hit me harder, like, a little bit of stop, you know? And then, and there's been times where it was, like, maybe too hard for me at that moment. I'm like, it was a little hard. And then, like, he knows kind of, like, where the levels are at in that moment. And I think it's just communication and, like.
Absolutely.
He just, and a lot of times, because he is, you know, he doesn't know when to do it or how to do it. So I kind of have to just give him what I want, because I am very kind of, like, as Danny had said, I'm a Gemini in the bedroom. Like, so sometimes I'm full in, sometimes I'm not. And it's so true, because it's, like, it could be very different depending.
Okay.
Yeah. So I always have to communicate with him what I'm wanting in that moment. And, like, it's, you know, and then he does it, you know. And so,
yeah,
I don't know. And then, like, or it could be a situation where he doesn't really like to be dominant.
Yeah. That's what I was saying. Maybe he's just not comfortable in his dominance yet. So, like, he needs a little bit more time to, like, find that assertive energy within himself. And then as he finds that energy, then, you know, it'll happen more and more organically. But, or maybe, and maybe in that case, or, like, if you tell him, like, hey, I would like to do this more. And he's like, you know what? I'm not super comfortable with it just yet. Then, like, help him find that energy. Help him find that assertiveness.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, encourage him, like, during, like, when he does assertive things or whatever.
I think it's easy to do it during, because you're in the moment versus when you're talking about it. Sometimes you could overthink, you know, but when you're in the moment and you're saying it, I feel like is easier. And and I think a lot of times we're so scared to say what we want, you know, is because of shame.
Yeah. You just got to get comfortable with it.
I mean, you can always try practice like writing out a scene and then giving it to him for him to read. And then he can know, like, okay, these are things that, you know,
some people in kink will write out the whole scene.
Yeah, write out everything that's
or, like, plan it, or, like, you know, bullet points, like, plan it,
Oh, wow, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's an aspect of kink.
Yeah.
And even
or
for,
like, watching porn and being like, oh, I like that, maybe.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, watch porn together.
And be like, oh, that's so, like, hot. You know, I thought he did that, you know.
You can say, like, hey, I want more. But then they're like, well, what does more mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, in what way? So
that's why you got to, spell
direct,
it out.
Be direct. Be like, look, I want it twice a week. I want this until, you know, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Spell it out for him. And so, and there's nothing wrong with that. But
yeah. Nothing wrong with it at all. And if he shames me for it, that's another conversation. Anyways.
They're married. You can't just be like, dump his ass.
Or I wonder if, like, you know, in therapy, if they go to therapy.
Group therapy would be great.
A group therapy or, like, sex therapy. Mm-hmm. Danica or something. I don't know. Like,
I'm always I'm always a huge advocate for sex therapy.
Yeah.
I mean, there's always going to be, you know, some incompatibilities in the bedroom. With any partner that you have. It's not always going to be a perfect 10 out of 10 score.
Yeah. Okay. So this one just says sex. I just lost my virginity at 26 years old, and I'm all new to this. So I need help with figuring out when you come or have an orgasm at the same time pleasing my boyfriend. Love your podcast. And she's a Pisces from Milwaukee.
Wisconsin. Oh, wait, I read.
Okay, Pisces from Wisconsin.
I lost my virginity at 26 years old, and I'm all new. So she's 26, lost her virginity. She's new to this. I need help figuring out when you come or have an orgasm at the same time. Oh, so she wants to come while she's coming with her boyfriend. They want to come together.
Oh, honey,
that is hard. That is a gift from the universe when it happens.
It really is.
That is rare.
I think in 10 years of having sex, it's happened a total of 3 times for me.
Yeah. So I'm trying to figure out when you come. So I need help figuring out when you come. So maybe does she need to know?
No, she's trying to figure out when to come or orgasm at the same time.
Oh, okay, so I was right. So coming at the same time.
Oh, maybe she's saying, like, when she's on top and riding, she wants to make.
But she,
like,
also said pleasing. So does this mean, like, if she's giving him a blowjob and then she wants
to
come?
No. So maybe, like, as she's coming, but, like, she doesn't know if she's, like, pleasing him at the same time. The wording is a little.
We need help.
We need more details. But I think what she's trying to say is, like, it might be that, like.
Girl, you should have left your phone number. I would have loved to have called.
Maybe this could be it. If she's focusing on her pleasure so she can come, how can she make sure that she's pleasing her dude at the same time?
Oh, is that it?
I think that could be it.
I think that's it too. But that's, like, kind of, maybe it's possible. I don't know if that's.
Girl, let me just tell you one thing. If you're having fun and you're showing it, he's having fun too.
If you're having coming, sex, don't think about his cum right now.
Like, if y'all are having sex, later. I'm sure he's thrilled to be there.
Right.
Yeah. The thing is, like, and I don't mean to make sex sound selfish, because it absolutely, you know, does not have to be or need to be by any means. But, you know, for women, or for yourself, could be for men too, for yourself, you know the rhythm, the pace, the everything that's going to get you to that O because you can feel it, right? Very rarely, like your partner can't feel it. They have no idea, but you can. So if you're in a position to control those things so that you can reach your climax, there's nothing wrong with taking that moment to be selfish and get your orgasm, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because guess what? Your partner's probably going to do the same thing on the other side. They're going to take control at some point. They're going to know the pace, the rhythm, the friction, you know, pressure, whatever, right. And they're going to get themselves to that point. Obviously, like, yes, you want to please your partner. You want to be cognizant of their pleasure and everything throughout the experience. But I would say, like, it's kind of like a push and a pull in sex in a way, right?
Yeah.
So, like, there are moments where you're pleasing each other and you're having fun and it's like a, you know, a joint thing. And then there are moments where you're like, you know what? I'm near my orgasm. Like, I'm going
to
chase.
Let me stick to this little ride right here. I'm not going to move this rhythm because I'm in it.
Exactly.
And if you have your mind on his come, that takes away from you coming.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
like that's a good,
because like the mental thing is definitely
mental thing is powerful. Yeah. I was gonna say, like, I think if this is like just a fantasy of doing this, like maybe like just communicating that with her partner and be like, I would love to like one day just us coming together. So, you know, like she could tell him like, I would love that. So maybe when he knows that she's coming and he's got to know her body, know and understand that she's...
Or you can say, hey, I'm close. And then you both try to ride that way together.
And then he could be like, okay, yeah. And then so he could do what he needs to do in order to do it. But it's like,
yeah,
that's only on his end. You can't just like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Like if you're coming, focus on you, girl.
Yeah.
Because it's going to take away from that orgasm.
Exactly. And like I said, your partner is likely going to do the same thing. Mm-hmm. They're going to find a moment and they're like, oh, I'm close. And then they're going to ride that wave for themselves. Like, because it's so hard for you to tell like when your partner's, I can't tell when my dude's near coming. Like,
does never. He not tell you?
I mean, sometimes or otherwise.
I was going to say, my dude always tells me I'm about to come. And sometimes if that, you know, then I know, okay, I know to get off.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, if my partner doesn't, like, oh, I'm about to come, then I know to just lay there, let him do whatever
right,
you know?
Exactly.
So, and but
Ryan knows when I'm about to get there and when I'm in the middle of the fucking orgasm.
I think guys can feel, because, like, girls, you tend to start squeezing a little harder when you're about to come. So I think guys can feel, but, like, for girls, like, it's really hard to tell when a dude's about to come.
Oh, for sure.
So usually they will voice it, which is great. And so then you'll be like, oh, okay, cool, they're about to come. So, like, you just stay still and, like, let them do their thing. But, yeah, I think there's... Like I said, there's a little bit of a push and pull with like both the selfishness and the, you know, taking the time to please your partner. Cause like,
right.
If you're near, you know, that climax for yourself, take that opportunity to get there for yourself.
I hope we answered that correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But coming at the same time, that's so hard. Don't put that pressure on yourself. Right? Don't put that pressure.
Don't put, like, I feel like for me, ADHD, like when I'm about to come, like I have to focus on this.
Yeah. Same.
Nothing else matters in this moment, but this orgasm. So. Same.
Do you ever otherwise get to, like,
I lose it.
You know, if this is the peak, do you ever get here and then it's like you can't get to that little
top? Yes.
Because I've been there before and I've just about nearly killed something out of sheer upset of not reaching the peak.
Oh yeah, no, for sure.
And instead coming back down.
Yeah. I hate
it's like
that.
Lady blue balls.
It is. It really is.
Sometimes do you get it where like it gets to that point and it stays there and it's like too much stimulation to the point where you can't get there.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what I'm saying? Too much stimulation.
Where it's like too much right before the peak.
Yeah. So then it's like, you just can't get to the peak. Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot.
I've had moments where, yes, it was like felt so close and it felt like almost like it, but it just, for whatever reason, it just stopped. And, like, it just never got there, and I have to, like, try again. Or sometimes, a lot of times, I think it's, like, me just thinking about something else because my mind just could tend to just quickly, like, change tabs. So, maybe, yeah.
Sometimes my brain opens a whole new browser, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
It's true, though.
It's so true.
Something catches your eye, and you're like...
Right.
And then you're out of
the like, wait,
I wish I had it.
Anyways. Or this is why I don't tell my partner when I'm about to come. You're like, I'm about to come. And then they change everything.
The slightest everything. Movement. And then you're like, fuck. No. I hate that.
I had it. And then you moved.
I hate it. I hate it.
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, my boyfriend's pretty good at, like, knowing, okay, don't move. Or just keep doing what you're doing, you know, because it's, like, any slight thing I like.
I was going to say, you know, if a girl says she's about to come, that is not your cue to go faster or slow down.
Okay? It is your cue.
It is your cue to do exactly what you're doing.
Exactly.
I hate it. That's literally one of my pet peeves in bed. Like, I'm pissed just thinking about it.
I don't know why this suddenly reminded me of one time I was having sex with my doms. And it was my male dom was laying on the ground. And then my female dom and I were both, like, on our knees, like, up. And we had Hitachi wands on our clits.
Yeah.
And we were both, like, super close. And she started coming. And sometimes, now keep in mind, like, we mess around with impact play, so this is totally consensual. But, like, as she started to come, he, like, hit her really hard in the chest because she likes that. Mm. And it, like, put her even more over the edge. And I don't know if he, like, read my mind or what, because as soon as he did that, I was like, oh, my God, that would be so hot. That would send me right over the edge. But, like, I prefer it on my face instead of, like, on my chest. And, like, she was, like, kind of, like, finishing, and I was getting even closer to mine. This was all within, like, you know, maybe less than 20 seconds. And then he literally, like, right as I hit the peak, the timing was literally impeccable. Mm-hmm. Right as I hit the peak to go over the edge, he slaps me across the face, and I came the hardest I had ever come. And I was like, oh, my God. And so both of us are literally, like, her and I are like, like, afterwards, like, you know, all, like, literally
flustered.
Yes, right. It was amazing. Wow. But he like, knew that she was close, and then he did what she needed. Like, I don't know how he did
That's a man who knows what their women want.
I know, right. That's what I was thinking, but I was like,
to make, like, two women come, like, out of this world
by organ. Hitting them, yeah. But that's what I would just remember in that moment. I was like amazed, because literally he could, right when she was close, and then, like, it's like he read my mind, because, like, as soon as I saw her and, you know, he did that to her, I was like, oh, fuck. And then I was right there, and then he did that, and then it was just
wow. Shout out to the male dom.
Shout out to the male.
Nikki's dom.
He knows what he's doing.
Wow. Yeah. I need to see a picture of these, like.
You'd be very surprised.
Yeah. Really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you mean? Not Nikki's type, normally. When I met him, I was like, oh.
Yeah, he's not my type, but I love them to death. And
How'd you like meet your doms? I don't think we've ever dived into, like, your dom.
We've talked about mine.
Oh, I just said it on the last. I just said it on the last pod, how I saw them at a sex party, and that's where I met them.
Oh, right.
Hold on. Let me see if I can find the picture that I'm looking for.
This is so fun.
Because it's the two of them.
I need, I need a visual.
I get that.
Okay, he looks like he'd be a dom. Mm-hmm. He's cute, though. What do you mean he's not, like, her type?
Normally I go for, like, dark-haired guys.
I never said he wasn't cute. It's just Nikki's normal type.
Okay.
And then this is her.
Like, he totally has, like, dom vibes.
And then this is her.
Oh, she's cute. Mm-hmm. She's so cute.
I love that picture. Okay, Aries from Washington. Let's talk about assist removal.
Oh, wow.
Hey, a new patron while we're recording. Oh, thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
So.
Oh, wow, this is a long one.
I never wanted...
Is this the last one? What are we up
to? Yeah, I never wanted to be on birth control, but the idea of losing my chance of... Oh, shit, hold on. Of having kids saddens me. A year ago, I experienced sharp abdominal pain in the middle of the night. Okay, got it. I had so much pain, I had my sister drive me to the ER. As time went by... It got worse and worse. After being in the ER for 4 hours and several tests later, I was informed I had a large cyst and it looked like it was twisted and with my left ovary. I had to get surgery that day since the pain was so bad. The doctor couldn't guarantee that my ovary was fine, and I had to sign a waiver that it was okay for getting it removed. After surgery, the doctor came into the room and said the cyst was a little over 10 pounds.
Mm. Oh, my God. Woo!
What? And it was twisted with the left ovary so bad that it actually killed it.
Oh!
Aries from Washington, I am holding space for you. They couldn't tell how long it had been there. May 1st, the first day I took birth control after 10 years. Why? Because after doing my research and talking to my gyno, I decided to take birth control so I wouldn't grow any more cysts. I was never a fan of wanting to take birth control, and I had always taken safe sex precautions with past partners, but bottom reason is I want to someday give birth to my own kids. If I can do something about it, I will. After my surgery and many Google searches, I read many times over that it was hard for women with one ovary to get pregnant because of that, I would cry. When sharing with my family, they had a negative reaction and said I was making a big deal out of it. Okay, no. Fuck them. And it was fine if I couldn't have kids. But what? No, what the fuck? But no one in my family had experienced something like I have and choose not to share it because it was a sensitive topic for me. For the past 10 days, life has been a living hell and miserable. The nausea is so bad I lost 5 pounds and had to eat it in small portions throughout my day. My period is now on day 10, and I feel more depressed than I ever have. Birth control isn't my forever plan, but it creates time so I can learn more and become healthier and figure out other options. If you have questions, please feel free to give me a call and answer them for it. Please don't let those negative comments get you down. Birth control isn't the easy way I wish men, I mean boys, could experience everything a woman had to go through with and without birth control. Aries from Washington.
Girl, I am sorry that you're going through this.
That's hard.
Because I know as a woman, like, I know not everyone wants kids, but, like, you know.
But if you want kids, that's valid.
Exactly, that's valid. Yeah.
And so for her family to be like, oh, it's not a big deal, yeah. Don't have kids, it's like. Okay. Well, no, what if she, like, every woman, and here's the thing about, you know, choice and kids, you know, I don't want kids. I don't want my own kids, but I never want that option to be taken away from me,
exactly.
Especially by somebody
exactly.
else.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, you know, and especially for other people can't comment on what you want and, you know, what you want the option to have. You know, when you have a woman's body and, you know, society tells you that you're supposed to have children, you know.
And you want kids and it's tough. That's like, that
is really hard to like go through that. I feel really bad for Aries from Washington. That's a really sad story. And it's so crazy that, what?
Huh?
Oh, we can light some, yeah.
Oh yeah, let's light some Palo Santo for you, and also Aries from Washington.
Yes. So crazy that it killed the left ovary. Now I will say, I've always experienced pain on this side, which is my right. On my ovary, and I think I've dealt with cysts before. I don't know. And I think one ruptured before a period one time. But I saw a healer once, and he was, like, touching my ovary, and he goes, he was like, do you have ovarian cysts? And I was like, I don't know. And he was like, I think you should go get that checked out. So, like, I think I've always had them. I've never had it, like, looked into. So now I'm kind of scared to do that.
Not to interrupt, but Aries from Washington, we send positive energy your way to your home hormones, your uterus, your spirit, your body.
Ovaries.
May you find peace. And may you find, hopefully, the ability to have your own children and fulfill your wishes and your dreams.
Yes. And I'm hoping that birth control is not being too bad on your body.
And, I mean, don't be afraid to try different pills. If you're trying one pill and, like you said, this one's making you super nauseous, you're bleeding for 10 days straight, maybe that's not the right one. So, you know, go back to your gyno. Yeah, give it a month or two, try it out. And then if you're really like, I don't like this, go to your gyno and see if there's another one that can help out. Maybe one that's got, like, a different dosage of hormones. Like, it might take a little bit of trial and error to see which birth control works best for your body, for your case and your symptoms.
Yes. I think, and don't quote me on this, usually gynecologists will have you try out a birth control for 3 months before you try a new one. Yeah. Just because that first month is kind of meh. Your body's still getting used to it. And then by month three, you can kind of see like how your body's grooving with it. And then also, I think the production of estrogen is what makes cysts worse. Don't quote me on that. I'm not a doctor. But if I'm remembering my time with the gynos correctly, I think estrogen plays a part in it. So I think if she is on birth control, it would have to be like a high progesterone.
Low estrogen one. Yeah.
Yeah, or a low. I always, so.
Yeah. You guys are so knowledgeable. Thank you for sharing your knowledge on the show.
Well, I mean,
Cysts are painful.
I can't believe it weighed 10 pounds.
That's
can you imagine that?
Where it's bigger than a baby.
Where does that go?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, the body's amazing. Yeah.
The body is
like,
amazing.
Yeah, like, how did, like, that's crazy.
Where was it?
Hopefully she's like, not, like, in pain anymore. Yeah. I know she said, I mean, like, did they remove it? Did I miss that?
Yeah, they removed it.
Oh, they did remove it?
She had surgery?
She had surgery, yeah. Remember you saying that.
Yeah.
Good. I mean, hopefully she's out of pain and out of the woodworks with that. Yes. But it is possible to have children with one ovary. So what is it? Is it, does it alternate the side that releases an egg?
I think so.
So it might make conception a little bit trickier. I can't remember.
But it's still possible. It's still possible. It's not like a nope, you know?
So I had a friend that she had two uteruses, which is a condition that makes it very hard to have successful births and successful pregnancies. And she has three happy, healthy children. I also had another friend who was told she could never have children in her life. So she adopted two, Karen Froze, three kids. And then lo and behold, she had one of her own.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, I know that.
Who is that?
It's someone from way back. You don't know them.
Okay.
Anyways, so I know that, you know, there's always probabilities and likelihoods and chances based on the science. But, like, you know, it doesn't mean that something isn't possible. So you never know. So, you know, like we said, we wish you the beautiful. Best.
Sending you all the positive
happy,
vibes.
Healthy pregnancies in the future when you're ready to have your own children.
Yes. And I'm sorry about your family. I feel like it just doesn't help on top the whole situation, like her family just not. You know, making like belittling her.
They're not validating her. Yeah,
exactly.
If you need someone to validate you, the three of us validate you.
We're validating your feelings right now. Your feelings are valid. And
feel them, release them, work through them.
Yeah. Yeah. And we love you.
We love you.
Yeah.
Aw, you guys.
Right. Man, these episodes have been more emotional than normal.
I know. You know, this usually happens with, like, anyone that comes on the show. And then, like, as time goes on, at first I feel like it, even with, like, Rose, with HK, like, at first it's, like, so, like, hee-hee, lighthearted. And there's moments where you, like, uncover emotions from each person. We're like, damn. So it's just, it's, you know what I love? Our, like, friendship has been documented.
Yeah,
you know, I know. And so I think that's true. I think that's like super from like literally the moment we met.
Yeah,
so I think that, and honestly, me and Rose actually met pretty well. We met through like a mutual friend,
mm-hmm.
and the first time we met was the first day she was on my show. So we like even, and that was like in 2018, and like, and we're like super fucking close. And it's beautiful to kind of have that documented. So I'm like so thrilled to have that. I'm like very mushy.
I love it.
And the fact that we're transitioning from Cancer to Leo season, but I feel so in my water sign right now, you know, Scorpio.
Is it Leo season?
Yeah, maybe that's why I'm feeling very,
like... We're not at Leo season yet.
It's supposed to be end of tonight, I think.
Or, hold on, let me look.
The sun moves into Leo tonight.
By the time this is out, this is...
Oh, yeah.
It'll be Leo season, here.
Yeah.
Sun is still 29 degrees Cancer. We've got 40... but it's almost to... It's almost to... Leo.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, we did start with my little sad story, and then you scratched my nipple.
I know. I'm so sorry. I was hoping you didn't say anything.
And then we went to talking about queefing and some other shit.
Like, you scratched my nipple.
And now we're finishing off with
scratching Cammy's nipple.
We love it.
Yeah.
All right.
Plug yourselves.
Oh, yes. DoubleTeamPodcast.com at DoubleTeamPodcast or DoubleTeamPod. You'll find us.
Are you like the go-to like plugger? Like I feel
I shamelessly plug. Yesterday on the airplane, this girl was...
Oh, my... Yeah, Katie was plugging.
Somehow we got into a conversation about therapy, and I was telling her, like, Nikki and I in group therapy. I was like, well, we run so many things together, you know. And I didn't want to say we had a podcast because... You know, I didn't want to get into it, but I was like, we have a business together. And she's like, oh, what's your business? And I was like, here it goes. Well, it's a podcast. Here's some stickers. And I'm handing a stranger Wear Condoms stickers. And it's just like, oh, my God. Funny. Yeah, I was like,
please don't. This is a saying that we say at the end of all of our episodes. It's wear condoms. So that's what this sticker is like. As I'm handing it to her.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
So I always have a panic attack trying to figure out how I'm going to explain these damn stickers.
I was just thinking of the video, like the one I was like commenting, where you like plugged in, like Nikki got so upset.
Oh yeah. Like, you were finishing the episode super early because you thought we only had like 2 minutes left on the camera.
Oh yeah.
I was so upset.
Well, that was hilarious.
The 7 looked like a 2.
Right.
Anyways.
And you're like, I have better vision than you. You're like, do you?
I'm a pilot.
I was like,
when was the last time you got your eyes checked? Okay, well, when I go in for my medicals, I have to get my eyes checked.
Yeah, which is obviously we want our pilots to be able to see. That makes sense, you know? But it was just so funny. You're like, I thought it was a 2.
No, yeah, I did. I
and my whole interaction was just hilarious. I loved
thank
it.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Now follow me, Stephanie Megan. Or go to brocotherapy.com. All that shit is there. And come to our live show in October.
I love the way you sign off. Yes. Thank you. Come to the live show. It's going to be a blast. We're planning it.
Yes.
Peace and love.
Peace and blessings. Bye.
Oh, I like that. Peace and listens.
Listens? I said blessings.
I thought you said listens.
I like that.
Yeah, listen. Peace and listens. I like peace and lessons.
I like that. Okay, bye, guys.
Broke girl therapy.
Anna Sheridan. New York Times best-selling author of supernatural horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the spirit?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course.
What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.